Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 16th. We've got some NBA action today, but last night, nice. The oil certainly came to play for our parlay win in hockey last night. 9 goals before the second period was done, and they called the dogs off, winning 9-2. Nice play for us last night. But today it's all about the NBA. Playoffs start right now. It's a play-in tournament. The 7th versus 8th seeds play. Whoever wins that is automatically the 7th seed. The loser gets another shot. They play the 9-10 matchup. Whoever wins the 9-10 matchup has to win another game to get in as the 8th seed. And the loser of that game goes home. So it all makes sense. It's one win, but the higher seeds get a second shot. The lower seeds need to win 2 games to get in. 1 loss and you're out. All right, so let's look at this situation. We've got 2 games. We've got the Lakers game against the Pelicans, the team they just finished playing in the last game of the regular season. And we've got Golden State visiting Sacramento. Lakers are the lower seed. Golden State's the lower seed. Are the Lakers playing to win? Because if they are, they will walk all over the Pelicans. They will destroy them. Even though this is a repeat instant revenge game for the Pelicans, they don't have what it takes here. But are the Lakers playing to win? Now, that seems like a cop-out. Let's talk about this. Do the Lakers want to play Denver in the first round? Do they want to play Denver in the first round? The team they lost to in the finals of the Western Conference last year. They do match up better with Oklahoma City, who is the number one seed. So if they lose to the Pelicans and then beat the 9-10 teams, they seed up against Oklahoma City. And then they play the 4-5 seed if I'm just talking about how they would strategize this thing if they win that first round, which is no guarantee, by the way. They just match up better against them. Now, on the other hand, what would be more embarrassing? Assuming you're going to strategize this thing, give it up to the Pelicans, assuming you're just going to walk all over the Kings or the Warriors. If they lose that game, they'd be staying home with their Johnsons in their hand rather than playing for the title. So you might as well just win this game, play Denver. If you think you're going to go to the title game anyway, you're going to have to play Denver sooner or later. You might as well just get it over with. Maybe they'll have more energy in the first round anyway than they will later on because they're older than the Nuggets are. I think the Lakers play to win. So either way, this parlay, it's going to be for the Lakers on leg one. We don't need to tease this thing. We don't need to give the Lakers 5 points or whatever. If they're giving up on this game, they're losing by double digits. It's done. They're not even coming close. I think they come to play. It's a win and you're done. Just the spread doesn't make any difference in this one for this situation. So Lakers money line is the first leg. Now, how about the Golden State versus Sacramento side? Well, that's a little bit tougher. I think Golden State wins this game. But if they don't, they're going to put up a heck of a fight. They're not going home without a fight. They're not going to go to vacation and wherever it is they're going. Because if they lose this game, they're done. Same thing for Sacramento. I can't discount that. Sacramento's got more younger talent. But I think the experience of Golden State comes to play here, even though they're on the road. We'll give them 6.5 points. So maybe Golden State does go home. Maybe the younger Kings take this thing and move into the next matchup. In theory, it'd be against the Pelicans. But let's just give Golden State plus 6.5 for leg two. So Lakers leg one, money line win. Golden State plus 6.5 for leg two. So 1 unit parlay, Lakers win, Warriors plus 6.5. The price on that's plus 144. So we're going to take... We're risking 1 unit to win 1.44 units. It's a good bet. There's never a guarantee because can you tell me if the Lakers are going to play strategy and try to match up with Oklahoma City rather than Denver? I think that's dumb, and I'm willing to put some money on it. And I do think Golden State plus 6.5 is a solid play. If they don't win outright, by the way, I think their plus 6.5 looks really good. So that's the play. Good luck.